Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Our guest today is Joseph. So Joseph, if you want to tell us what you do for a living and where you live.
What I do for a living is I manage three small businesses, which is a full-time job in itself. So three businesses. And what was the other question? Where I'm in Tampa Bay area, Florida, Clearwater area in the United States. Sometimes you have to say the United States because, you know, this is a streaming thing. It goes global.
For sure.
The first business I do that is my main source of income is I manage, along with my brother, we manage a medical installation company, and we install sterilizers and washers in hospitals. Also, we service some equipment managers, the equipment that hangs in the operating room. There's a bunch of gas lines and there's all kinds of equipment on it. And we manage those equipment managers that hang from the ceiling. Like the other day, we had to fix a brake on the machine because they move throughout the operating room and there's brakes on it to stop it from moving. That was one of the businesses we do. And we go around the country for that, mainly in Florida State. Our contract is with Getting Company, which is a billion-dollar company. Oh. And they're based out of Sweden. And they have the United States office headquarters here in, I believe, in North Carolina. So we're the third-party installers for their equipment. That's one company. The second company is the one that I'm excited about. It's a startup. It's called Camerari's Authentic Zeppoli Dry Flour Mix, and that you can make Italian donuts at home, which if you look online, there's only like two competitors. I believe I'm the leading guy in the past 2 years. There's another two smaller competitors that do not do what I do in marketing and promotion and social media, make the videos, the tick of the talk with my Italian accent. And then I have to make quick cash, is I also invested in a food trailer or a food truck, which I sell the Zeppelis from the trailer, hot and fresh. We usually sell them $5 for $7, and they're Italian donuts coated with a generous serving of powdered sugar, and they're hot and fresh, and people love them. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you are. People love hot and fresh donut or hot and fresh anything, really, but it's a nice little sweet treat to have after you have a good meal. There's a lot of authentic Italian culture here in Florida and New York that know what a Zeppoli is, and when I do the Italian festivals, I always have a line that's 40 deep and it lasts all day long. So
for sure.
That's my answer to that question.
So yeah, I'm curious, like in terms of Zeppelis, right? Is that like a mostly an e-commerce business or retail? Like what does that look like for you?
Right now it's e-commerce. I have my own ZeppeliMix.com website. Also, I have an account with Amazon. I'm on Amazon. And I'm getting back onto the Walmart space soon. I left it because they had some issues and hopefully they straightened it out. I suspended them. They don't suspend me.
So in terms of, because like you're talking about, right? Like in terms of that, you're marketing on TikTok and all these things, right? So like, do you have customers that find you in the food truck? Like what has really been like the most successful strategy to get in front of new customers?
When I first launched 2 years ago, I had a budget for social media ads. So I stuck a lot of money in the ads, and I think I paid, you know, I wish I pray that I had somebody that knew how to work the ads better than I do. I do work the ads. I spent $3,500 and I gained $8,000 in sales. I think that's okay. A good ROI.
That's solid. But yeah.
I could done a lot better. I could have spent $2,000 and still got $8,000. I think I overspent somewhere. If you look at my demographics or whatever graphics, the charts, he's like, yeah, this guy paid too much. I could have done it for like $1,500. And, you know, there's somebody out there that knows how to do that. And I've got to self-teach myself how to not pay so much and get the same amount of return. So that's my main source of marketing right now.
So you're still running ads. That's kind of how you're going about getting new customers.
Yes, I stopped the ads because I had a lean season, as they say. The medical business dropped out for like last 2 months, and that caused it a lot of issues. So now we're back up. We're going. We're collecting some medical checks are coming in. We have a big job in Boca, and so I'll start up the ads again. And this time I'm going to do small amounts, really
Right.
small amounts. But I think the key thing is just to keep the ads rolling. And I finally sat down and quickly looked at Amazon's ad analytics for what I did. There was one ad that didn't do well, and there was one ad that did do well. It was like the return on investment was 1.5. It was a little more than 1.5%, and I like that one. So I'm gonna probably adjust that and put more money into that one and keep the Amazon ads going.
For sure. So I guess like once somebody buys from you one time, how do you measure the customer lifetime value? How do you get people to keep coming back and buying more?
My website is connected based on Shopify. So I'm connected with Shopify. They have great analytics and marketing and do that. So I have a 33% customer retention rate, something like that, where I got, repeat customers, and then they also have in their apps. I'm learning their apps. And the biggest thing that in e-commerce is that we get a thing called abandoned carts.
Right.
And the first 2 months, I find out, and I just this lit me off. I got against Dan for one thing, and this lit me off on them really bad. And I said, "What?" I had like $6,000 in an abandoned cart. I'm like, "When the heck did that go, Mamma Mia!" So I'm figuring that I'm calming down, and they say that's the name of the game. People just don't finish shopping. They didn't like the shipping rate, or they didn't like this. They didn't like the way you look. They had their own reasons. So I was like, "All right, that's part of the game is an
Right.
abandoned cart." And I beat up myself on that. I said, "All right, accept that and let it go." Sometimes I did do an app that recovers carts automatically,
Right.
and that kind of helped. And I was happy with that. But I still get abandoned carts, and
But do
they.
you have people that like subscribe and buy your product every month, or do you like re-engage people once they buy from you one time?
I want to say I don't, but I have people that buy regularly. Over the past 2 years, I see this then the same names. Hey, how you doing? And the same names come up, and then out of the blue, I don't for them out of the blue, I'll call them up, and they're going, "Is this guy? Hey, how you think?" They get so excited that the C. I call myself Chief Zeppeli Officer instead of Chief Executive Officer. So I say, "Is this the Chief Executive Officer?" They all get excited that the head guy of the company calls them. And so those people, I definitely give a little extra service, as you want to say. And then so I solidify their loyalty to my brand, and they don't go anywhere. And so that's how I do that. Hopefully that answered your question,
Yeah,
because
for
I get
sure.
ADD. I forget things. I knew I had to. So we're all talking about my business. So here's the product. I don't know if
Okay,
you can
awesome. Okay, cool.
see it right there.
Yeah,
There's
it's
the Zeppelin
awesome.
mix. Anyway, the question was,
Well, in terms of like, what is your vision, right? Like, are you focusing on getting into like retailers or, focusing more on doubling down? Because, like you mentioned, right, spending more ad dollars on, D2C and Amazon. So is that kind of like, are you planning on being fully e-commerce, or are you going to really like look to get into some shelves and stores?
great question. And that's a question I've been praying on and meditating on, because for small business startups such as myself, is we all ignorantly want to get on the Walmart 5,000 store list and do that right away. Then you go back and you look, how do you supply that? How do you, because I have brokers reach out to me, and I'm about to sign with one, sign whatever. He's interested. He's just got to make sure my supply chain, the question is about the supply chain to the stores, because when Publix down here in Florida, it's called Publix, or you got Kroger or Walmart, they want to know it, when they send you an order of 20,000 bags 1 month, and then the next month they want 20,000 just for the warehouse, so they don't have to contact you. They want to know you can fulfill that order right away. And being a startup, I can't. So I had to decline Publix because I couldn't fulfill that order. Yes, I want to get the answer to the question. I want to get in the stores. I'm in the 11 stores that I got on my own here in Florida. I have three in the Miami area, Boca Raton, St. Petersburg, Pasco County, north of me. So I'm in 11 stores already, and I'm growing on my own. You know, years ago, my family had their own Camerari's Italian Bakery, and we had 40 stores with our fresh Italian bread. So I know I can get back up to 40. But after that, I'm going to need a food broker. And I also contacted a big distributor, and they're willing, the division of this one company is willing to work with me and grow with me because they know they love my product. And the president of that division is an Italian guy. And, you know, I told him, listen, we're running out of Italians. I need you to help me. to grow the business. He's like, yes, I know. So they got the product. They're studying it. They're sampling it. I sent them a whole bunch of cases or bags. But getting on the stores is the ultimate goal for some people who have the money. If I had $500,000, I'd be like, yeah, let's go do it. Let's go
get so, in. So yeah, that essentially that you're, yep. Yeah. Like, are you looking to raise or just more so like saving up the funds, like, you know, like from your sales? And then once you have enough, you can reinvest to actually go and have those orders.
What I'm doing is, now I used to be a former stockbroker, Series 7 license. And the biggest thing, and we all know Shark Tank too. I'm not going to talk a lot about Shark Tank, but we all get it now that to go big, you need a lot of money. We all know that. Small mom and pops. If you don't have money, you have to go out and get it. And that's what point I know I'm at. I'm going out and get it. I'm going to get some private equity. There's companies out there that fit my brand, that fit my uniqueness. And I'm going out to get some big money to start that ball rolling because I'm on the top. Basically, if you look at the pyramid, I'm on the top. I'm on the top. I'm a rock. And I need to build that rock big and then push it over the hill and let it collect and make it the bigger rock, you know? And then when it gets down to its maintenance level, that's when you start building up, when you have that extra capital, that extra oomph, equity. So that's where I'm at with expanding the brand.
For sure. So in 2024, many companies use high-level technology like AI. So do you currently use AI in the business? And if not, where could AI maybe come in and add value?
Guess what? I am all, you know, since I listened to Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, and, you know, I do a lot of social media. I love a lot of social media. I love doing the videos. Yes, I do use AI. I downloaded the chat GPT free version. Now they're going to charge. Of course, it's a free version. So I have chat GPT write me some articles and I post them and I test them out on LinkedIn. And one was in the tone of Jennifer Aniston, how she loved it using the Friends personality. And then I took that and I threw it onto the Facebook where my main source where I grew my business was Facebook and Instagram, my main platforms. TikTok, not so much. I got to do more fun stuff with that. I love the green screen, but that's what I do. Yes, I do little chat GPT to create articles. And I just supply the assets of the video or a photo image. And that answers that question, I think.
For sure. But have you thought about AI for like customer service, for people that have questions about your product, things like that?
No, because some of the questions, I would have to really sit down with the AI and say, hey, if this question comes up, answer it like this. So there's a lot of, I would love to do that. Yeah, there's a lot of automation done when I was in the digital marketing school learning how Facebook works for their little messenger. Yeah, I would have to really get detailed with that. I haven't done it yet.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
It's a great question. It also has a full answer. One is, and I remember this years ago and I didn't do it, is always have enough capital when you start a business. Also, don't do what people already done or accomplished because you see the iceberg effect. You're looking at their success, but a lot of crap was done below before they got there. And you're seeing the finished part. So get like, for example, getting in 1,100, 3,000 stores or whatever, it takes a lot of money and hard work to get there. And a team of people is, I need a lot of team of people. What was the other thing? I think learn more what e-commerce is and what are the downfalls and the pitfalls. And I believe the biggest advice, my suggestion is definitely build your brand on the internet. It's the fastest, quickest way to get in front of millions of people. Don't go to the store shelves yet unless you got Silicon Valley money, I say, or New York Wall Street money, and you can do it overnight. You know, that's what big companies do. They have a new product done. They just pay for it and they got a following, you know. The small guys, not so much.
For sure. Yeah, that makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
I'll be in a lot more stores. I'll be doing a lot more. I also do in-store demos, and I would have found and received some private equity money, and then I would have come out with I'm coming out with a smaller bag. So when you go to the store and you go and you hit your category and there's nobody in your category, you come out with another product SKU. So I'm coming out with a smaller version of this. This bag, 21 ounce, makes a makes 30 pieces of Zeppelins, which is kind of a lot for a small family. So I'm coming out with a smaller bag, another SKU, which makes only like an intimate 15 pieces. And then I'm coming out with another product that I'm going to be testing maybe next week. And each product that you come out with, it takes a lot of capital and to work with to launch.
Makes sense. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media channels? Just, you know, best ways to get in contact with you.
Absolutely. I got ZeppeliMix.com. For my trailer, it's zeppelitrailer.com. My email is onezeppeli@gmail.com. That's my public email. I also have a zeppelimix.com email that I don't give out.
Awesome.
But it's onezeppelimix@gmail.com. And also on my zeppelimix.com website, there's a little chat box, a little AI thing there.
Awesome. Well, Joseph, thank you so much for your time today.
Dan, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.